This is episode 3 of the podcast on definition and multimodal compositions. In this podcast, we will discuss the differences between denotation and connotation. Let us use the term individual to demonstrate those differences. According to Merriam-Webster Online, the denotation of individual is existing as distinct entity, separate. However, depending on who and at what time is doing the interpretation, the connotative meaning of individual can differ greatly from its denotative meaning. For example, a current feminist's interpretation of individual can be a person who can make life decisions, including decisions on what to do with his or her body, without being controlled by other people's opinions. This connotation would not appear in the dictionary, since its meaning is based on a feminist's personal interpretation based on her life experiences, which serve as cultural and social influences that affect the connotation of the term individual. After all, the dictionary cannot possibly encompass all the different meanings of the term individual defined by each person's interpretation. A seasoned writer would provide extensive definition of a complex term that includes the term's origin and context for the sake of clarity. This ensures that the audience will not misunderstand the writer's meaning. Essentially, denotation and connotation are necessary elements for writing anything with clarity. In academic writing, most assignments require students to write about a term's connotations, since students would need to give in-depth consideration of a given context before they can designate connotations to a term. However, some disciplines require students to demonstrate their level of comprehension by writing about the denotative meanings of a term. For example, a history course writing assignment may involve tracing the origin of the term modernism and explain how the denotative meaning of modernism changes over time. A science course writing assignment may involve identifying the specific processes and procedures to which the term photosynthesis most appropriately applies. The decision to provide denotations or connotations to a term always depends on the purpose of writing the definition essay in the first place.